Inbreeding in Appalachia is one of many stereotypes perpetuated by movies and even Vice President Dick Cheney in 2008 at a National Press Club event.
So we had Cheneys on both sides of the family, and we don't even live in West Virginia.
Now, D.C.-based law firm Kroll & Mooring is citing Appalachian inbreeding as a way to discredit science linking mining and birth defects. A critique posted on the Kroll & Mooring website last month raises several issues with the study's methodology, including that the study failed to account for consanguinity, or inbreeding, which can also cause birth defects. Studies have shown that inbreeding isn't any more common in Appalachia than it is in other areas. A Kroll & Mooring spokeswoman said in an email response, "Consanguinity is one of a number of commonly addressed issues in studies of this type, regardless of geography." For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Erica Peterson.